Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachung. Our text for reflection is Isaiah 38, the verses 1 to 8. Isaiah chapter 38, the verses 1 to 8. In those days, Hezekiah became ill and was at the point of death. The prophet Isaiah, son of Amos, went to him and said, "This is what the Lord says, put your house in order, because you are going to die, you will not recover." Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and prayed to the Lord, "Remember, Lord, how I have walked before you faithfully and with wholehearted devotion, and have done what is good in your eyes." And Hezekiah wept bitterly. Then the word of the Lord came to Isaiah, "Go and tell Hezekiah, this is what the Lord, the God of your father David, says. I have heard your prayer and seen your tears. I will add 15 years to your life, and I will deliver you and this city from the hand of the king of Assyria. I will defend this city. This is the Lord's sign to you that the Lord will do what he has promised. I will make the shadow cast by the sun go back the 10 steps it has gone down on, the stairway of Ahaz." So the sunlight went back the 10 steps it had gone down. My theme for reflection is when God turns back time. When God turns back, if only we could turn back time. How many of us have thought that at least once this year? Maybe to take back a harsh word, undo a poor decision, or relive a moment of joy before it slipped away. We humans spend billions trying to do it. Anti-aging creams, memory apps, nostalgia playlists, even photo filters that promise to restore what once was. But in Isaiah 38, God actually does it. He literally turns back the clock, not for the universe, but for the one man, one life, one fragile heart in a hospital bed. King Hezekiah was a good man, a reformer, a leader who trusted God through war and crisis. But now all his courage seemed to fail him. The prophet Isaiah came to his bedside not with comfort, but with a command that chilled the room. "Set your house in order, for you shall die." There is no way to soften a message like that. Death for Hezekiah was not a distant rumor. It was knocking at his door. Hezekiah does what many of us would do. He panics. He prays. He turns his face to the wall, away from the court, the physicians, and the pitying looks, and begins to plead. His prayer, to be honest, is mercy. He reminds God of his faithfulness, his good deeds, his devotion. It is not a model prayer of humility. It is a cry of desperation. And yet, that is exactly the kind of prayer God listens to. N.T. Wright once said, "God hears the music of our hearts even when all we can play are broken notes." That is the miracle here. God meets us not when our faith is perfect, but when it is honest. Hezekiah's words may have been clumsy, but his heart was sincere. God sends Isaiah back almost immediately with an answer that must have sounded impossible. "I have heard your prayer. I have seen your tears. I will add 15 years to your life." But God does not stop there. He gives Hezekiah a sign, a cosmic one. The shadow on the sundial moves backwards. The light of the setting sun reverses course. Time bends at the will of the Creator to reassure one trembling man that his life is still in God's hands. Here we glimpse something profound. God is not bound by our limits of time, logic, or medicine. He can move the clock forward or backward. He can make endings into beginnings, and sometimes he does it not through grand miracles, but through the quiet application of healing and trust. The fig poultice Isaiah prescribes may seem ordinary, but in God's hands it becomes a channel of grace. For us today, the message is timeless. Every one of us has a Hezekiah moment, a time when life feels out of control, when the diagnosis, the failure, or the grief seems final. In those moments, we can either turn our faces to the wall in despair or turn them toward God in prayer. He may not always turn back time, but he can always redeem it. What we think is the end may become the beginning of something deeper: renewed faith, restored health, reconciled relationships, or the quiet peace that passes understanding. But this story is not only about individuals, it is also about nations. The message of Hezekiah reaches beyond personal crisis and speaks to collective suffering, especially in moments when a nation's political future feels sealed, when justice seems unshakable, and when the will of the people appears ignored or powerless. This week, the nation of Cameroon faced its own Hezekiah moment. Yesterday, the results of the presidential election were announced. At 92 years old, President Paul Biya was proclaimed winner once again. Having ruled Cameroon for 43 years already, this re-election means he is set to govern for another 7 years, finishing this term close to the age of 100, marking nearly half a century in power. For many, the news landed like a heavy stone, met with stern silence in some places and unrest in others. It is easy to feel like hope is slipping through our fingers, to wonder if change will ever come. But even in a land long marked by political repression and broken trust, the promise of God still stands. Human power has its limits. God's power does not. Our future is not ultimately in the hands of presidents or regimes, but in the hands of the one who raises nations and calls every ruler to account. Even now, he is not absent. Even now, he can bring renewal where we see only repetition. Hezekiah's story is not just about healing, it's about trust. God holds not only the length of our days, but the depth of our purpose. Our task is to rest in that truth, to trust the divine physician who can heal both body and soul. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, when have you, like Hezekiah, turned your face to the wall, feeling helpless, and what did you learn about God in that moment? Number two, are there areas in your life where you have stopped believing God can turn back time to restore, heal, or redeem? Now, our practical exercise. Take a few minutes today to write down one area of your life that feels broken beyond repair. Offer it to God in prayer, and beside it, write the words, "Lord, you hold time, and I trust you with mine." Let that act of surrender become your poultice of healing. Eternal God, you hold the sun and the shadows, the beginning and the end. Teach us to trust you not only for healing but for hope. When our faith falters, hear our trembling prayers. When time seems lost, redeem it for your glory. Make us patient in affliction and thankful in renewal, that our days, however many or few, may reflect your mercy. Through Jesus Christ, who turns endings into new beginnings, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.